Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 39 brought another bad week for ATXDR, which saw new long-time lows and closed 1.5% down at 5,680 points. The best performers this week were Addiko Bank, plus 4% in front of Österreichische Post, 4% and OMV, 3.7%. And the following stocks performed worst: Varimbex, minus of 12%, Lansing, 10%, and SBO, 9%. Sportradar Group, Addiko Bank, Knaus Tabbert, and Focus Labs qualified for our 13th stock market tournament, which starts on Monday. Look at börsesocial.com/tournament. News came from Wolfort, Borealis, Vienna Airport, Valneva, Lansing, S-Immo, Strabag, FACC, Palfinger, UBM, Andritz, Petrovelt Technologies, RBI, OMV and Agrana. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 39, Monday. Wolford, with sales of Euro 54.3 million for the reporting period from January to June 2022, bodywear company Wolford recorded an improvement of 29.4% compared to the first half of 2021. The sales growth is spread across almost all geographical regions and distribution channels. The USA showed particularly strong growth of 40%. Sales grew by 30% in EMEA despite the ongoing war. In Asia Oceania, the previous year's level was exceeded slightly despite the pandemic. Both retail and wholesale recorded double-digit growth. Sales via multi-brand retailers improved by almost 60%. The online business also recorded positive development. The ongoing structural reorganization and the difficult conditions continue to be reflected in the company's earnings, with EBIT falling by 14.4% compared with the first half of 2021 to €-16.9 million. Prices of fabrics, paper, energy and logistics rose, in some cases significantly, due to inflation and shortages on the procurement markets. There was also an increase in staff costs in line with collective agreements. Under these conditions, the company cannot expect any improvement in operating profit, EBIT, for the full year. To ensure liquidity, the company has been granted loans by the majority shareholder. The company also maintains close contact with banks to secure further financing. Wolford, weekly performance, 7.69%. Borealis, Austrian-based Borealis AG, provider of advanced and circular polyolefin solutions, and Yildirim Group's Yilford Holding signed a binding agreement for the acquisition of Borealis shares in Rosier SA. The offer values the business, enterprise value, at Euro 35 million, resulting in a valuation of roughly Euro 11.65 per share. Borealis currently holds 98.09% of Rosier SA shares and has announced its intention to launch a squeeze-out offer for the remaining Rosier shares at a price of Euro 20 per share in accordance with the Belgian Royal Decree on Public Squeeze-out offers. The closing of the transaction is subject to certain regulatory approvals and Borealis concluding the squeeze-out. OMV, weekly performance, 3.75%. Vienna Airport, Fluofen Wien, Airports Group Europe, a unit of Australian Pension Fund IFM Global Infrastructure Fund, IFM GIF, has increased its takeover offer for Vienna Airport AG to €34, from €33.0 per share including the dividend. The increase came in reaction to Vienna Airport's better forecast, Airports Group stated. VIG, weekly performance, minus 3.69%. Valneva, Valneva SE, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, announced that it is in active discussions with a prospective partner for potentially funding the development of a second-generation COVID-19 vaccine. These ongoing discussions may continue for several months and may not lead to an agreement, the company emphasized. In parallel, Valneva is continuing discussions with various governments and has initiated regulatory processes with additional regulatory authorities, with the aim to deploy remaining inventory into international markets in the next 12 months. The company also expects to report additional clinical data in the fourth quarter of 2022, notably heterologous booster data, which may potentially support the positioning of its inventory. Thomas Lingelbach, Valneva's chief executive officer, commented, "As we are near the end of the third quarter 2022, we are engaged in active discussions that are likely to continue into the coming months. We therefore plan to continue exploring these potential funding opportunities and will provide future updates if and when we enter into an agreement for further development of our COVID-19 vaccine program." Valneva, weekly performance, -8.07%. Tuesday, Lenzing. Lenzing Group, Austrian-based provider of sustainably produced specialty fibers, has been awarded platinum status in the CSR rating from EcoVadis. This comprehensive assessment covers the four key practices of corporate social responsibility: the environment, fair working conditions and human rights, ethics and sustainable procurement. Lenzing, weekly performance, -10.14%. SMO, real estate company SMO received both the Bronze Award and the Most Improved Award for its non-financial reporting in the 2021 annual report at the EPRU SBPR Awards 2022. Herwig Zufelsdorfer, member of the management board of SMO AG, comments, "With this ESG strategy, SMO has reached an important milestone on the way to becoming an ESG-compliant company. We have defined our roadmap with the respective milestones in the areas of environment, social and governance, which we will now work towards together as a company and with great determination." The gratifying double award at the EPRU SBPR Awards underlines, in my opinion, that we are already on the right path in this context. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank my team for the great and productive collaboration that made this possible. SMO, weekly performance, 0.00%. Strabag, the European construction and technology group Strabag SE is committing itself to becoming climate neutral along the entire value chain by 2040. Everything that Strabag is already doing to achieve this ambitious goal, and everything that will continue to be necessary in the years to come, will be a focus of the communication activities from now on. As part of these efforts, Strabag is evolving its previous corporate slogan "Teams Work" by placing even greater focus on building sustainably and creating progress. The new slogan is, Strabag, Work on Progress. This confidently formulated entrepreneurial ambition is being accompanied by a redesign of the logo and corporate image of Strabag and of the Zublin brand. The corresponding campaign aims to intensify the exchange with professional target groups and the general public. Strabag, weekly performance, 1.58%. FACC, the supervisory board of FACC AG appointed Mr. Zhen Pang as a new member of the management board, CCO, with effect from October 1, 2022. Mr. Pang follows Mr. Yongshen Wong, who will be dismissed with effect from September 30, 2022, and takes over the responsibilities of Mr. Wong, internal audit, China business relations and risk management. FACC, weekly performance, -6.62%. Wednesday, Paufinger, to improve safety and efficiency of customers' lifting operations during regular maintenance of offshore wind turbines, Austrian-based lifting solutions provider Paufinger has launched the PF Crane range, a renewed series of wind cranes. A full-scale PF120-4 crane type will be displayed from September 27 to 30 at the Wind Energy, the world's largest exhibition for the onshore and offshore wind industry in Hamburg, Germany. The new range has been designed in accordance with the latest technical requirements of the European Standard in 13852.3 for light offshore cranes and plays an important role in lifting spare parts and equipment in the daily offshore wind industry supply chain. Paufinger, weekly performance, -8.37%. UBM, real estate developer UBM has sold a 2,126 square meters site on Berlin's Alexanderplatz, which was developed together with the Chesa Group to HB Revis. "Our new strategic orientation and focus on timber construction only became clear after the site was purchased and, consequently, we have decided to let someone else realize this major project," explained Thomas G. Winkler, CEO of UBM Development AG. UBM, weekly performance, -7.53%. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz received an order from Greenco for the electromechanical works at the Gandhisagar Pump Storage Project, 1440 MW located in India. The project envisages utilizing the existing Gandhisagar reservoir as a lower reservoir and the construction of an upper reservoir. Andritz, weekly performance, -1.27%. SMO, Austrian-based real estate company SMO AG has signed a letter of intent with the respective Hungarian subsidiaries of CPI Property Group SA and IMA Finance AG regarding the acquisition of their respective Budapest office portfolios. If finalized, the purchase would comprise a total of 15 properties in Budapest with a total lettable area of almost 250,000 meters to the power of 2. The potential purchase is in line with the recently published corporate strategy and, if fully implemented, would lead to an increase in annual rental income of more than €30 million per year. SMO, weekly performance, 0.00%. Thursday, Petrowealth Technologies. The supervisory board of Petrowealth Technologies AG approved the decision of the management board to terminate the business activities of the company under the current joint venture in Oman. The company held by Petrowealth Technologies AG for the purpose of providing its services under the joint venture in Oman, Puitivo Services LLC, will be liquidated. Petrowealth Technologies, weekly performance, -3.64%. Valneva, Valneva SE, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, today announced its intention to issue and sell, subject to market conditions, approximately $40 million of its ordinary shares in a global offering. Valneva, weekly performance, -8.07%. Raiffeisen Bank International, as of November 2, 2022, the European Money Markets Institute, EMI, will welcome Vienna-based Raiffeisen Bank International AG, RBI as a new member of the Euribor-registered sign panel, the group of credit institutions that contribute to the calculation of Euribor-registered sign. This is an important development as RBI's participation will diversify and expand the profile of contributors geographically as it is the first Austrian bank contributing under Euribor's hybrid methodology. Therefore, the representativeness of Euribor-registered sign will be further increased. RBI, weekly performance, -1.61%. OMV, following several unsubstantiated media reports about an alleged act of sabotage at the Schwechat refinery in June 2022, OMV immediately contacted the Directorate of State Protection and Intelligence Service, DSN. It was made clear once again that during investigations into the cause of the accident by internal and external experts, no evidence of sabotage was found. Accordingly, DSN has confirmed to OMV that there's no investigation. OMV, weekly performance, 3.75%. Vienna Airport, Vienna Airport, Flughafen Wien updated its guidance 2022. Traffic development in the full year 2022 will improve to 29 million passengers for the Flughafen Wien Group, previously 28 million passengers, and to 23 million passengers for Vienna Airport, previously 22 million passengers, compared to the guidance of June 13, 2022. This results in a further improvement of the net result to a figure of at least €115 million, previously, at least €100 million. Compared to the guidance of August 2, 2022, based on this positive development of the result, the dividend guidance is confirmed that the management board plans to propose to the annual general meeting for the business year 2022 a dividend of at least 60% of the net profit for the period after non-controlling interests. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, 0.76%. Friday, Valneva, Valneva SE, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, announced the pricing of 21 million ordinary shares in a global offering to specified categories of investors comprised of a public offering of 375,000 American depositary shares, ABSs, each representing 2 ordinary shares, in the United States and a concurrent private placement of 20,250,000 ordinary shares. The offering price was set at €4.90 per ordinary share, corresponding to a price of USD 9.51 per ADS. As a result of excess demand, the company upsized the issuance from a previously announced anticipated amount of USD 40 million. The aggregate gross proceeds are therefore expected to be approximately €102.9 million, equivalent to approximately USD 99.9 million. Valneva, weekly performance, -8.07%. Agrana, fruit, starch and sugar group. Agrana started the 2022 sugar beet processing season campaign at its sugar refinery in Tellen, Lower Austria. The plant in Leopoldsdorf in the Marchfeld region of Lower Austria will commence sugar beet processing by the middle of October. Due to the unfavorably hot and dry weather conditions during high summer, the sugar beet yields in the 2022 season are somewhat lower than in the previous year at around 75 metric tons per hectare, prior year, 80 metric tons hectare. The sugar beet processing campaign is expected to be completed in the middle of January, 2023. Agrana, weekly performance, -2.41%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.